With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the Senate confirming Dan Driscoll to become the next Secretary of the Army. That vote was 66 to 28. Driscoll is an Iraq War veteran who served two tours of duty back in the early part of the century. A major feud between New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado has boiled over after months of public discord. The two are now at each other's throat, apparently. And officials say it's very likely that the two will not be running together when the new year, or actually comes up next year, when they will be when they're going to be running for office again. She says he will not become a part of the team in any way, shape, or form.
Orders that are given by a commander-in-chief.
The move follows the firings of Joint Chiefs Chairman Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr., the Navy Chief of Operations, the Air Force Vice Chief, and the Judge Advocate General for the Services, Ben Thomas, Washington.
Scientists have now given the, quote, all clear to planet Earth from a newly discovered asteroid, scientists ruling out any threat. At one point, the odds of a strike in 2032, 7 years from now, were as high as 3%. The Coast Guard says three people have died, a fourth person presumed dead, when a boat sank off the coast of New York City Sunday. Two other people have been hospitalized. Toyota is announcing plans to restructure its board. The move is described as an attempt to bring in more diverse views and a larger role to auditors. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham has a trip to Africa coming up on his schedule. Here's Michael Harrington.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future, spending $1.6 million on TV spots in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican Brad Schmill. This is SRN News. A major chain of craft stores shutting down operations.
Joann Inc., a fabric and craft retailer that's been in business for more than 80 years, is going out of business and shuttering all locations in 49 states. That includes stores that dodged an earlier round of closings. The company cited sluggish consumer demand and inventory shortages. In January, the Ohio-based retailer filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in a year. Financial services company GA Group, along with Joann's lenders, were selected as the winning bidders an auction to acquire the company's assets and will begin winding down operations. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities in New York City say three people have died. A fourth person is presumed dead when a boat sank Sunday off the coast of New York City. Two other people have been hospitalized. The Coast Guard has called off the search. Six people were on the boat out for a day of fishing when it suddenly went under. More details at srnnews.com.